Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Jules Cormier. I'm a doctor, teacher, and nutritionist, and I help people put more plants on their plates. Evidence-based nutrition gave me my life back, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to my podcast. Today is an episode that I hold very near and dear to my heart. We'll be talking about mental health. And the reason that I find this so important is because in 2012, I probably hit my rock bottom. I was working 70-hour weeks. I had a daughter that I didn't even have time to spend with. She was waking up during the night, screaming, crying, had colics, blood in her stools, eczema, diaper rashes that were bleeding. While I was suffering with migraines, rhinitis, eczema, urticaria, and had just been diagnosed with cholinergic angioedema. Now, those were very dark times, but the motivation to get out of that hole is what kick-started my plant-based journey. I was feeling so sick and tired of being sick and tired. And after I saw my firstborn having the same symptoms and the same medical conditions that had plagued me for years, I was 100% convinced that I had to change my life. And that's when I started scouring the nutrition literature to see if there was lifestyle changes that I could make on top of exercise and meditation to improve my medical conditions. Everything seemed to point towards reducing ultra-processed foods, reducing processed and animal meats, as well as increasing plant protein and increasing plant variety. I started my transition towards a plant-based diet, and about 18 months later, was on a plant-predominant diet and never looked back. Where I saw most of the impacts of changing my diet was after a few months where, after my first workout, I didn't have hives anymore. My asthma went away. My eczema went away. My reflux went away. I've never had another bout of cholinergic angioedema since. But one place where I really saw an impact that's very often not discussed is my mental health. I was less anxious, less depressed. My attention was better. My concentration was better. I had greater mental clarity. And that's why I think it's important to speak about mental health and how it can be impacted by what you eat. Now, how could food possibly impact your mental health, you might ask? That doesn't make sense. How could something we put in our mouths possibly have anything to do with our moods? Now, it just so happens that our minds and our guts are way more interconnected than you think. Now, our brain relies on three specific chemicals that we call neurotransmitters to convey chemical messages that we then translate into moods and emotions. Now, you've probably heard of serotonin, dopamine, and maybe even norepinephrine. They play an important role in mood regulation and are the target of most of our medications that we use to treat mental health. But we also have important mechanisms other than medications that can influence our mental well-being. Now, although they seem worlds apart, gut and the brain are completely intertwined. And more than 95% of the serotonin receptors are actually in your gut, not in your brain. So it's no surprise that the medication that we use to treat depression or anxiety and to increase serotonin has major side effects related to gastrointestinal upset. Our brain and our gut both originate from the same cells in the embryo. And although they separate themselves from each other physically, they remain attached and deeply interconnected through our vagus nerves and through chemical signaling from bacteria residing in our colon. Wait, what? Bacteria in our colon can have an impact on our moods? Yes, you heard that correctly. So, what are evidence-based recommendations that we can make for people to try to improve their mental health? Well, the first one I'd make is simply increasing your fiber intake. We know through recent studies that high fiber diets will increase the amount of beneficial bacteria that reside in our colon. So you might ask, what does that have to do with depression? Now, our beneficial gut bugs living in our colons, they feed on fiber, and in return, they produce short-chain fatty acids. Now, these chemicals, also called postbiotics, they make their way into our bloodstream and even cross the heavily guarded blood-brain barrier, where they can exert their protective effects on mental health. Now, humans have evolved to protect their brains against foreign substances that try to cross the blood-brain barrier. And the fact that we open up the floodgates for short-chain fatty acids shows that this is something to take seriously and to research even further. Now, the research on the gut-brain connection is still in its infancy. But anyone who has ever experienced butterflies in their stomachs can appreciate how our mental health and our guts are linked. Now, this is explained by neural pathways that travel through the vagus nerve and connects both of them together. And we're now realizing that this connection is a two-way street. Not only the connection is through the nerves, but also through our bloodstream too, where the chemicals that are produced by our gut bugs can travel from the gut to the bloodstream, and from the bloodstream, they cross the blood-brain barrier and surround our brains. Now, we call that the gut-brain axis. Although studies on the gut-brain axis are relatively new, they're all very promising and to be followed carefully. Now, studies are finding that the gut microbiome is often implicated in many of the diseases we see in patients today. And that by modifying the gut bugs in our colon, either through diet or probiotics, we are able to modify certain diseases' course. Now, I don't know about you, but if preliminary studies show that fruits and veggies could potentially improve cognitive function, concentration, or even mental health in general, with zero side effects, I'm not going to need a million studies to start making dietary changes. Now, newer studies even suggest that inflammation could possibly have negative impacts on your mood, beyond just being sad about the medical issue that you have. Now, inflammatory conditions are associated with higher rates of depression, and physically healthy people suffering from mental health issues do show elevated CRP levels. Now, CRP, or C-reactive protein, is an inflammatory marker that we can actually measure in the blood. Now, pro-inflammatory drugs have been shown to increase the rates of depression. And we know that unhealthy diets rich in ultra-processed foods and animal products are associated with elevated inflammatory markers. Transitioning people to plant-based diets can reduce inflammatory markers by up to 30% in a few weeks. Could a plant-based diet possibly assist us in treating mental illness? Now, we know that eating a diet rich in fruits, veggies, legumes, nuts and seeds, and whole grains can reduce your inflammatory markers. And we also know that people that are suffering from mental health issues tend to have higher markers of inflammation. And although this does not prove causation, it does make a great case for considering an anti-inflammatory plant-based diet in people suffering from mental health, and it does make an even greater case for researching this further. Eating an anti-inflammatory diet is only half of the story. Avoiding pro-inflammatory foods is the other half. Now, saturated fats are one of the most studied inflammatory nutrients, and experts agree that less is more. Basically, you want your saturated fat intake to be at least less than 10% of daily calories, and the less the better. I'd even say that you want your saturated fat intake to be as close to zero as possible. Now, saturated fats are found in animal meats, dairy, eggs, and in tropical oils like coconut and palm oil. Yes, some plants have saturated fats too. Now, saturated fats increase bad cholesterol, heart disease, and inflammation, and have no place in an antidepressant diet. Now, processed foods are also inflammatory due to their added sugar, fat, salt, preservatives, and it's best to keep them to a minimum if possible. Another type of food that's been associated with mental health are spices. Now, spices aren't just for taste. They just so happen to be the most concentrated form of antioxidants that exist. And now we even have randomized controlled trials that show benefits of spices in treating depression, and good evidence to recommend them to people living with anxiety. Now, adding spices like turmeric, ginger, saffron, or cumin to your meals or smoothies simply bumps up its anti-inflammatory potential without increasing calories. Rosemary, parsley, and thyme have been shown to improve brain fog and have zero downside except maybe making your food tastier. Now, they should be used regularly on most days as a long-term lifestyle change to improve mental health. In terms of foods or nutrients that improve mental health, we can also talk about fatty acids. Now, not all fat is bad. Fat is one of the essential macronutrients, and we need it for optimal health. Now, it just so happens that it's not only the amount of fat in our diets that's important, but also the type of fat that we eat. As I stated earlier, saturated fat has pro-inflammatory effects, while unsaturated fats like omega-3 have anti-inflammatory effects. Now, you can find these types of fats in many plant sources, like ground flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and nuts like walnuts, just to name a few. Now, their beneficial effects on cognitive function and mental health cost pennies a day, and adding seeds or nuts to your meals or smoothies is pretty darn simple. On top of considering foods that might improve mental health, it's important to talk about foods that could possibly be contributing to mental illness. We now know through brain MRI studies that comfort foods like Twinkies or donuts that contain a lot of processed sugar, they can cause dopamine release in your brain, just like certain street drugs. Now, this chemical high is perceived as a feeling of well-being and calm, followed by a period of depressed mood, often inciting us to repeat the behavior having caused the initial dopamine release. So by eating processed foods regularly, we get caught in this vicious circle, and the process repeats itself continuously. Now, constant dopamine surges and drops, they create havoc with our brain chemistry and can even lead to food addiction and mood disturbances. Now, eating processed food also causes an imbalance of your gut bugs that make up your microbiome. Processed food is engineered to be shelf-stable and hyper-palatable, but engineering processed foods removes fiber and concentrates calories. Now, our fat storages get fed, but not our beneficial gut bugs. Now, we lose the short-chain fatty acids that the bacteria produce and their mood-improving capabilities. Now, what about supplements? Now, supplements like vitamin D, magnesium, and omega-3 have all been shown to improve cognitive function and to help mental well-being, but only in those that are not hitting their recommended daily intakes through diet. So you should consider increasing your dietary intake of these nutrients first, or supplementing if you can. Now, the future is bright, and the research will hopefully keep growing and hopefully enlighten us on which foods are best for mental well-being. So, before we wrap up this episode, I want to make sure to summarize the different foods that are associated with mental health. So, in summary, try avoiding pro-inflammatory foods like saturated fats that can be found in animal products, dairy, and in coconut and palm oils. That's a good place to start. Now, you can achieve this by switching to a more plant-based diet. Try to add anti-inflammatory foods as your next step. Start by eating more fruits, more veggies, more legumes, and more nuts and seeds. Now, these two foods, the nuts and seeds, will add the much-needed omega-3 fatty acids and fiber that has been associated with positive mental health. Now, the fiber will feed your gut bugs, and in return, they'll reward you with postbiotics, or short-chain fatty acids that freely cross the blood-brain barrier and directly impact brain function. Now, we still have a lot to learn, but what we already know is that eating a plant-predominant diet gives us a head start towards good mental health, while protecting us against cognitive decline and neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's. So now that you know that your diet can impact your mood, consider the four steps of transitioning towards a plant-predominant diet. Now, the first step is simply reducing ultra-processed foods. That's probably where you'll get your best bang for your buck. Step two is reducing red and processed meats. Step three is adding more plant protein to your diet. Step four is plant variety. Now, if you'd like more details on how to achieve a few changes in each of those individual steps, please listen to the other episodes of my podcast. Consider going to plantbaseddrjules.com and make small, incremental, mindless micro choices over time. My transition took 18 months because every month I made a small change in my diet that I could sustain and that created minimal friction with my life. So start low, go slow, make small changes, make mistakes, learn from them, and then keep progressing on the plant-based spectrum. Right on. Thanks so much for your attention during this episode, and I hope to see you at the next one. Peace! Yo, plant-based buddies, don't forget to go check out my website, plantbaseddrjules.com. That's where you'll find links to download my free recipe book, my transitioning guide, and my supplement guide for athletes. And there, you'll also find links to future live events, to my YouTube channel, my social media handles, my blog, and even my other podcast episodes. Now, stay on the lookout for my upcoming e-course, where we'll be using video courses to teach you everything from nutrition science to how to cook and create amazing plant-based meals. And the best way of showing some support is by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review for this podcast. Right on. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.